It's winter on the savannah, and while most animals are enjoying a long period of hibernation, tigers have adapted perfectly to survive the biting cold of these harsh environments, where they continue to exercise their talent as apex predators. Ngoye takes this opportunity to share this talent with her cubs. She knows that this time next year, the cubs will have to fend for themselves. But for the time being, they get to enjoy the warmth and relative safety of their mother's embrace. This is a story 5,000 years in the making of an ancient civilization whose power and influence led to the construction of one of our modern world's most spectacular landmarks and greatest mysteries. Now told with unprecedented detail, using the latest archaeological discoveries and cutting-edge reconstruction, this enduring dynasty comes to life, and the secret lives of the pharaohs are revealed. Amongst the many that we have already identified, astronomers are still actively searching for what they describe as an Earth analog, a stellar body with conditions suitable for complex life to thrive, such as an oxygen-rich atmosphere or liquid water. Sounds a little bit familiar. And it's not beyond the realm of possibility that one day mankind could call one of these planets their new home. There are fewer stories more tragic in our recent history than that of the young boys and girls evacuated during the Second World War, taken from their families and the homes they thought safe, not knowing if they would see either again, and forced to rely on the kindness of strangers just trying to survive in a nation embroiled in conflict with Germany. Written by the hands of these very children, these tales tell of struggle and of finding love in even the most hopeless of circumstances. It's 7:20 on a Saturday evening, and traffic officers Andrew and Mark have identified the license plate number of a vehicle that was reported stolen earlier that day. Rather than provoking a high-speed chase, which could put pedestrians and other drivers at risk, the officers have instead decided to use local CCTV cameras to track the vehicle's movements. By plotting a course for where the thieves may be going, Andrew and Mark are hoping to head them off before it's too late.